Welcome to My Money Life, a daily financial perspective with Crown Financial Ministry CEO, Chuck Bentley.
I think we can all agree that the economy is causing a lot of financial stress. With that in mind, a recent Money Magazine article really caught my eye. Three ways to cut your financial stress. They're basically good ideas, and one of them is terrific, in fact. Here's number one. Ease off budgeting for a while. The idea is to put your savings aside first and then not worry about how you spend every single dollar after that. That's okay if you still get your bills paid, and to my mind, it's still budgeting, just on a macro level. If it eases your stress, fine, but I wouldn't recommend it long term. Next, schedule your worrying. That sounds ridiculous, but apparently research shows that setting aside 15 minutes to think about a financial problem and then not thinking about it until the next scheduled time actually relieves stress. I would add some prayer time in there as well, asking God for wisdom to help with your problem. And finally, be generous. Now, I couldn't agree more. I love it when the experts stumble over one of God's financial principles. Researchers in British Columbia discovered that being generous with others lowers the stress hormone cortisol. Luke 6:38 says, "Give and it will be given to you. A good measure pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you." Now that verse doesn't mean God matches you dollar for dollar. It simply means that as you're generous with others less fortunate, He will be generous in His blessings to you. Now, can feeling God's blessings pouring down on you lower your cortisol level? Well, I certainly think so.
You've been listening to My Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. For more information about My Money Life or Crown, go to crown.org. That's crown.org.